Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of energetic happenings where the energy on earth is rising so quickly and affecting our own energy fields. And during this time, it is crucial that we remember, integrate, embody our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer, and I am your guide for this sound activation. This sound activation is the sound activation that's the companion to the Imbolc, the episode on Imbolc, the energies of Imbolc, and there we talk about the Nukhra. We talk about the chuba. We talk about that fire, that inner fire, the passion. So if you feel curious after the sound activation, check that out. Sound activations are energy healings. So I encourage you to create a sacred container around you by lighting some incense, burning a candle, really making this your time, the time that you connect to your soul, you connect to your guides, you connect to the divine. And you allow yourself the space to let go of all that is no longer in alignment with that which you wish to birth forth. A little bit of housekeeping. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, I encourage you to please head over to a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. We are creating a sacred container around us and we don't need squirrely energy. We're letting go of squirrely energy. We do not need dubious energies coming in when we are in the middle of an activation. Another thing is, if you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please don't try to meditate. It's just not a good idea. Your attention should be completely focused on the task at hand if you are doing something that requires your full mental effort. Sound activations are a space where you can let go of the mind, let go of the ego, and truly allow yourself to commune with your soul, to commune with the divine, to commune with the higher frequencies and allow them to come into your field and show you what needs to be seen in that moment. So these are healing activations. These are very transformative activations if we choose to take them as such. If you want to listen to this on a platform that does not cut into the body of the episode with ads, you can head over to my website, and you can, on my website, you can also listen to any of the previous episodes from either Hold the Shekhinah or Embodying the Shekhinah in there, and you can do a search and you can search for either a zodiac or an energy or something you're looking to work on, and you can pull up all the episodes that have to do with that. The website is sophianiccreation.com/podcasts, and it is linked below for your ease. And without further ado, let's go into the sound activation. All you need to do is be open to receive and long deep breathing. You can be seated or lying down. I would encourage you to lie down just simply because this is going to be about an hour-ish of an activation, and the more comfortable you are, the better it is for the energy to flow. You can have your palms up at your sides to receive the energy, or you can have your right hand on your heart, your left on your womb space, on your hara. Long deep breathing and eyes closed as we settle in. Beginning by calling in the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment, teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy, asking that you fill our beings with your breath of life, that you nourish our spirits. I call on El Shaddai, to breathe into us, activating the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing and nourishing and purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, of flow, abundance. Bless us with abundance. Teach us the wisdom of fertility and creation and healing. I call in Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your compassionate energy, asking that you guide us into deeper alignment with our intuition, with our wisdom, with the lifetimes of gifts, bringing them forth into this life. I call in healing, purification, the Mem, the waters. As I call on El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting those energies into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, purification, transmutation. I call in Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your fiery energy, asking that you guide us into deeper alignment with truth, allowing us to see, perceive, and receive the truth, embody it. Blessing us with hope, courage, strength, fortitude, conviction. As I call on El Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with your soul, with the divine. As we align with our soul's wishes, our soul's desires, the contract we entered into with Allah, with the divine, before we incarnated, allow us to remember. As I call on El Shaddai to activate that Huba strongly. In this moment, I also call in Mother Anna, the guardian of the Book of Life, the guardian of light conception, grandmother of Yeshua, mother of Mother Mary, grandmother of Saratamar, divine child. Into the sacred space. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, the wisdom of the lands we walk upon. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth as we activate the vortices and ley lines beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call in Mary Magdalene Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Mother Mary, Saratamar, Divine Child, Light Beings of the Desert Rose Lineage, I call in the frequencies of Imbolc, of this most recent Aquarius new moon, as we are in the lunar cycle of Shavat Aquarius. I call in the frequencies of the Sadi and the Beit. I call in Goddess Bridget. Archangels, the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, who guide and support us. I call in the Hathors, the Seven Sisters, the Pleiadian frequencies of healing, of love, of harmony. I call in the energies of the earth, the cosmos, celestial realms. And I call in our ancestors as we honor the cycles, both within and without. I call upon the Divine Mother God, Goddess Alaha, as I call in the Shekhinah, the active presence, the divine feminine face of God, Goddess. Begin streaming in this golden light that emanated from the cosmic womb, from the quantum, the Avum, allowing the golden light to start streaming in through the top of your head, activating the Heter, the crown. As we activate the crown, we strengthen our connection to the divine. Letting go of any illusions, letting go of any veils, anywhere we feel disconnected from the divine. To remember who you are, remember your oneness. Remember that you are a part of the divine and the divine is a part of you. Every breath is being breathed into you by the Shekhinah, by the divine. And every exhale is a communication with the higher frequencies, a communication with your soul, with the eternal and infinite. Chokhmah to the right of your right ear. the Sefirot. As we breathe the golden light into the Bina to the left of your left ear, allowing these two Sefirot to be activated by the golden light, activating wisdom, discernment, from the lifetimes of wisdom. Allow the golden light to dissolve all veils, all covers, all illusions, allowing them to be dissolved into the golden light. As we strengthen our connection to our inner knowing, breathing golden light into those places where we have been ostracized, shamed, abandoned. Rendered destitute. All of those lifetimes where there was persecution for the wisdom we exhibited, for the sacred knowing, allow the golden light to alchemize these dense energies as we strengthen our connection to our intuition, allowing ourselves to see, to receive, to hear, to embody the divine messages. As we breathe the golden light, streaming from the Heter, the Chokhmah, the Bina, and from the Bina, breathe the golden light into the Hesed, to the right of your right shoulder, activating the Sefirot, and to the left of your left shoulder into the Gevura, activating both the Sefirot, the Gevura and the Hesed, as we clear away any blocks, any distortion, anywhere that we have allowed ourselves to be silenced, anywhere we have silenced ourselves in order to keep the peace, anywhere we have not allowed our voice to share the gifts of this lifetime with the world, with ourselves. Thank you. connection to our authenticity, to our voice, to our expression, to communication. To travel from the Gevura into the Tiferet, opening our heart to expand, opening our heart to receive as we clear away resentment and loss, heartache, heartbreak, clearing away anguish and loss, allowing the golden light to melt away the walls we have built around our hearts, walls that we think make us safe, but rather they serve to separate us from the goodness, from the love of the Divine Mother Father, from our ability to receive. Allow your heart to open as we breathe the golden light into this beautiful space. From the Tiferet, bring the golden light to the right of your right side of your waist. Breathing the golden light into the Netzach. Sefirot out activated. Allow the golden light to clear away any blocks to your power, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us, be it knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, subconsciously, or unconsciously. Allow the golden light to dissolve these cords, these hooks, these stuck energies, any contract entered into, anywhere that we have given our power away. We call our energy to us, we call our power back, and we allow the golden light to dissolve and alchemize all of these cords and contracts, any vows of silence, any vows of poverty, vows of chastity, religious orders, any agreements, null and void, and into the light. As we stand in our sovereignty, strengthening our confidence, strengthening our trust in ourselves, in our ability to wield our power in alignment with our soul, with the divine. In alignment with the frequencies and energies of creation. Bring the golden light into these spaces. Netzach Tochod. From the Hod, on your left side, bring the golden light of Shekhinah into the Yasod, into the womb space. Allowing the golden light to purify, alchemize, activate the waters of your Yasod, the waters of your creation. And in these waters, allow the golden light to alchemize any guilt, any shame, any pain, any loss, any traumas, any unresolved hurts, and anywhere that we hold the frequencies of old loves, of past relationships, in our womb, in the Yesod, allow the golden light of Shekhinah to alchemize these energies as we strengthen our own waters of creation so we may create consciously with our pure, pristine energy. Thank you. from the Yesod. Breathe the golden light down into the Malchut. From this space, clearing away fear, anxiety, scarcity, lack, programs of limitation, programs of scarcity. Anywhere we have been raised to believe there is never enough. Anywhere we have been living in fear. Allow the golden light to soothe these places, alchemizing these energies into strength, into confidence, into safety, into security, into a trust. Trust in the divine realms, trust in ourselves, trust in our relationship with the earth, trust in our relationship with our body. Bringing our awareness back to the waters of the Yesod, and from these sacred waters, we begin to see the formation of a golden umbilical cord, an energetic umbilical cord of golden light forming in the waters of your Yesod. And as it strengthens and brightens, visualizing a brighter gold energy, this umbilical cord of light begins to travel down through your energy field, connecting you to the Earth Star Chakra, to the ley lines and vortices of Mother Gaia, to her fifth dimensional light grid, traveling through the layers of rock and sand, through the aquifers, through the mineral kingdom, down through the most ancient layers of earth. And as our golden umbilical cord of light merges and unites with the crystalline womb of Gaia, feel your connection to the earth. Feel your connection to Pachamama, to Mother Gaia. Feel her love, her support, the safety, the abundance she provides. Allowing ourselves to let go, to shed anything that is not serving us. So if a thought comes up, if an emotion, a circumstance, allow the golden light of Shekhinah and the diamond white light of Gaia to alchemize it as we shed into the womb of Gaia. All that denseness, she alchemizes it. Breathing deeply, feeling your connection. Thank you. the diamond white light of Gaia begins to travel up, in and around our energetic umbilical cord of golden light, allowing her brilliant diamond light to merge and fuse with the golden light of Shekhinah as we make our way back up through the layers of earth, through the aquifers, into your energy field and into your physical and energy bodies, allowing the diamond white light of Gaia and the golden light of Shekhinah to form a triple golden white flame in the Yesod, in the heart, and in the third eye. Envision yourself cocooned in the triple golden white flame of the womb, allowing the flames to dance around you, as we call in our guides and angels, allowing ourselves to melt into the triple golden white flame. Opening to receive wisdom, healing, guidance, thank you. cocoon of the triple golden white flame in the Yesod. In these cosmic waters, feel yourself come back. Feel your form once again emerging from the waters of your Yesod, crystalline and golden. DNA activated, every cell, every organ, every muscle and fiber renewed, restored into its original divine essence. Breathe deeply as you call all parts of your being to this present moment. Beginning to come back and feel your body. You can turn on your right side and give yourself a few moments to integrate this energy, this new frequency into your being. Breathing deeply as we give thanks in gratitude to the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, and Archangel Gabriel, Raphael, to the south, Archangel Gabriel, the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya, and the Mayim, and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation. In gratitude to the east, the Nuchra, the fire, Archangel Uriel. To the west, the earth, the Arha, and Archangel Mikael. In gratitude to the energies of Imbolc, Goddess Bridget, Mother Anna, Grandmother Anna, Mother Mary, Yeshua Mashiach, Kala Mashiach, Mary Magdalene, Sarah Tamar, the frequencies of this lunar cycle of Shavat, Aquarius, Beit, and the Sadi, to the Hathors, the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, and healing, our angels, guides who guide us, thank you. To the Divine Mother, God, Goddess, Alaha, Shehina, the Divine Feminine Presence. To our ancestors, to this space, to ourselves, we give thanks. As we open to receive the mission from Mother Anna, to receive the fire of the Chuba, that sacred flame of holy desire ignited within our hearts. Breathe deeply, feeling all parts of your being in the here and now, as we wiggle our fingers and our toes, calling all parts of ourselves to this moment and opening your eyes when you are ready. Ahava. I thank you for joining me for this sound activation. have not checked out the episode on the energies of this Imbolc, please do so. If you will be in Los Angeles or in the California region next weekend, it's next weekend already, isn't it? I will be at the Conscious Life Expo. I will be speaking on a panel and sharing a couple of workshops and lecture on the frequency of your soul, attuning to it, on the magic of the voice and the womb and the connection to creation. So if you are there, I do encourage you to join me. The link is below so you can get your tickets or you can just check out what's going on, because it's a very, very intense and wonderful experience. There are so many speakers, healers, mystics. It's amazing. So I encourage you to check that out. If you enjoyed this, of course, like, subscribe, follow, share, all the things. 5-star review would be wonderful to help this podcast grow. Share it, of course. If you want to connect with me, you can find me on social media. I have a YouTube channel at Aurea Lara, Aurealara. And you can also find me on Instagram at Embodying the Shekhinah and at Aurea Lara, Aurealara. And on Instagram, I share shorter form videos of mini sound activations, a little bit of the energy, a little bit of practice, so we can kind of get our little inspiration to keep going. And on YouTube, I do share longer form videos speaking about the energies, speaking about different practices and mudras and meditations and sound activations and mantra practices that are wonderful opportunities for us to engage in a deeper, more conscious practice to align with our soul, to align with the divine, and to receive the wisdom that we are here to embody and share. So I wish you a blessed day of the goddess. I wish you a blessed Imbolc. And make sure you set your intentions. Now is a beautiful time. We just had the new moon in Aquarius, and if you have not checked out the episodes for that and the sound activation, I encourage you to do so. And it's a really powerful time for re-emerging and rebirthing ourselves, and it's the year of the wood snake. So a lot of powerful energy on this 9 year. So I encourage you to take advantage of all of this energy that is working towards our expansion and our elevation as soul, as divine essence of Source, God, Goddess, Aloha. Have a blessed day.